princesas rojas or red princesses?
For me, it is clear why they are red princesses, but why are they?
Why are they red princesses? Because they are this kind of life, it's a kind of a combination about the teenagers or pre-teenagers, kids. They like to be more, I have a kid, 6 years old, and they always talk about princess and want to be a princess and have this history with princess. But in the kind of this girl, red princesses, they are also communist. It's the combination of cultures they have in mind.
So in the movie, it looks to me like a real story.
If
there's something behind, there's no, in reality, there never was something like that?
No, it's my family story.
That's what I mean.
Ah, okay.
It's a real story. It's not
exactly.
A whole fantasy.
No. No.
Can you tell something about it?
Yes, it's like a 80% of real true story. And maybe one of the things that are very different is because we were three girls, not two. In the movie we are two, the kids are two, but we were three. Three princesses, you know. But also, I don't know, it's a kind of a universe or a world I know very well. It's because I made a movie very into a biographic way, because it's very easy to me to know this world.
And to compare to the story and to be in it and say, no, this has to be different. This has to look like that because of the special period of time that was. I mean, it was easier for you to have this background.
Exactly.
And to say in the movie, no, this has to look like this.
Exactly.
And to be
exactly. I have I have not a deep research because I have a kind of memory. I make a research from another person I know, a little research like that, because the people working intelligence, they never want to talk. And because of that, I have to make a research like with the daughters or sons of these people, the people who wants to talk about. Because when they worked in the past in intelligence, they never talk about this because it's the way they do. It's like this. They don't talk.
And that's what you have for the whole movie. You have the perspective of the kids. They really don't know what are our parents doing. We know we are here and I have to tell this. I don't have to tell this.
Exactly. Exactly. It's also a way of life we had when we were kids. It was okay, this is safe, this is secure, this is, you cannot talk about this, and you cannot talk about your parents change names, and we have to change our passport with another name, but it's like always it was like a running situation, but not running like hurry, like running like you have to be a little bit careful with your, I don't know, with your... with your identity always. We cannot say I am from Costa Rica or I am from Nicaragua or I speak Russian or no, I don't speak. You never can be very open about this. We know that, but we don't know exactly why. We don't know.
So even in the movie, it's a very delicate situation when the music teacher realizes, oh, you can sing Russian.
Yes, it was it's embarrassing, but also it's helped her to go into the chorus, and it's a kind of risk she take. It's a kind of, I know very well this song, but my teacher now know I am atheist, communist, everything, you know. And in that moment, it was our tiny Cold War in Central America, and thus it was kind of dangerous, but that was a kind of uncomfortable situation for kids.
So the shooting was about 7 weeks, but how long did you prepare the story besides the fact that you are it's part of your life.
Yes, well, it was a very long time, but in the middle I make a short movie and I have a kid. I get pregnant and grow up a kid, and my kid now is 6 years old. But I began the process when I was pregnant. No, before, a little before when I was pregnant, and then I get pregnant. I have like 1.5, 2 years to feed her, to get to my pregnancy, to that. And then I worked like 4 years in between the script process until the shooting moment. For a kind of 4 years.
It always looks very realistic, and I think one part of this is because it's all shoot on location. The hospital looks like a real hospital, like a today's hospital, which is...
Well, our hospitals are very, very 80s because they are so old and we are so poor. It's because, and the place are inside, the place are at very in the vintage way, you know, in the place inside, but outside not, because we have no culture of preservation of architecture, and it's because we shoot a lot of things inside and not a lot of things in the city outside, because it's really developed very fast and we have no historical center or place for the colony. From the colony we have no that. But in the place, for example, the hospital is a real hospital with that. They work today with this kind of material, you know, very old material. It was a kind, not easy, but a kind of, they have these things there.
I'm the older girl. I can understand her. So she's angry with her mother. I can understand that she is angry with her mother, that she is angry with her parents, and she said, you can't leave, you can't do it this way. It's a natural flow in the story. It's so, she realizes, no, you can't do that. Uh-huh. But can you tell us something about that feeling you created?
Well, it happened very different in my family, because we all come to Miami with my mother. That this end doesn't happen in the real story, in the my family story. But for us, me and another scriptwriter, it was very important to put the metaphor about the revolution. Something broke in that moment. In the end of the 80s, something broken. It's a family broken totally, because if the mother take the girls, maybe the father one day can be together with them, maybe, you know, it's a kind of, we really don't know, but the family keep together because the girls keep together, but because they were separately, but because they abandoned the girl in the airport, because of that we think we can show the moment to the breakdown of the revolution dream. It's a kind of, without her in the stomach, I know, it's a very, no, they don't can abandon. But it was like this, the end of the 80s was the perestroika moment.
And there was a lot of moments like, there's only good and bad, there's nothing in between.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yes, it happened. It's not a, they have, I want to show, they have no, like, quiet and very normal moments. They have just, when they have a normal moment, it's always with that something, not terrible, but something politics happens.
How did you tell the story to your main actresses? And how did you find them and say, okay, that's...
Well, we never bring to wrote the script them, never. They know a kind of the story, that the big synopsis they know. But we work, we rehearsal like for 4 months, and we rehearsal to meet to know each other very well, not exactly to know the script. They never know the script, you know. We go to the day, to the scene, and we say, okay, we want to work this scene. Did you remember when we put, for example, we make a scene, we talk a lot about this scene, like a rapist scene. It's not a rapist, but all the family put off the clothes. Did you remember? Put off the clothes of the girl to change the clothes.
Okay.
Did you saw the film?
I've seen it, yeah.
Ah, okay. And when they want to go to the airport, they change the clothes.
In the toilet room, in the
bathroom. No. In the house of the auntie. They took the clothes because she's dressing for the chores.
Yeah.
And they, in the family, three or four person put up without the clothes. Did you remember this? It was a fight. And we always talk about like a rapist moment because it's a very intimate moment when the people want to take out your clothes and you don't want it, you know. Also, if you are, also if not a rapist, it feel like somebody touched your body, like you don't want it, like and we, for example, we made rehearsal of this or. We made rehearsal about that when the people say goodbye between each other, or we make a lot of rehearsal about situations, but never with the script. And that works because they were always like a happy. It's not like a sad. I am. Oh, this is a bad. Oh, sad ending in the movie. Or like no, they never know. They never. They always can be very. Kids in the process.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it was great. It was very happy moments. We have a very laughing moments in the.
So, was this important not to tell them the whole story so they can, like in a real situation, stay in a day and say we stay?
Yes, I prefer they could be very like a. Funny in the shooting. I prefer people have fun than they try to be actors, you know, like a thinking very deeply. No. Please have fun, and then we make the shoot.
Yeah, I think it's have fun, and in this scene you are very angry because they do this to you.
Of course, in that way, but. Have fun, because if I force her, the girls to be the day, all the day in this feeling, to be angry with that, and this is bad. We have to have fun like the whole day, and now we shoot, and we remember the rehearsal. We make a lot of rehearsal because I told them maybe in the shooting I have no time to bring you. To be with you, to put my energy in you. I just need to remember that. We have to make right now that. Because we have with thousands of problems, technician problems, weather problems, sound problems, you know. And I explain that. This is our moment. I have my energy and my time for you right now. 4 months of rehearsal. But then in the shooting, maybe I just have to tell you, please do that. And you have to connect it immediately for that, and then you have fun the rest of the day, like waiting.
Waiting, yeah.
In that craft service, waiting, have fun.
So, I think it's very hard to shoot a movie in 7 weeks, and it was kind of low budget as well. How did you make it? And anyway, is it possible to finance a movie like this?
Well, we ask a lot of favors to a lot of people. It's like this. We have like a, I don't know, like a sentimental debt with a lot of people to help, because they help us a lot. And also we work with a very tiny minimum budget, and then we sacrifice a lot of things, like, I don't know, a lot of money for the fees, everybody put like a more than, put more, I don't know, if your fee is 10, you ask for 2, like this. Everybody, we ask like for finance our movie to every person, and they have like points in the for example, for this, if we make a premiere in Costa Rica and they is we take a lot of money, but this is quite impossible really. But if we have some a little or a lot of money, we have to give to each other, to our to my troupe.
Because
we make like agreements to, okay, you ask, your fee is 10, but I can pay you 2, and maybe if we make money, we can give you a little bit like this.
So hopefully the film is going to be sold. Are you in the process? Is there somebody out on the market for the movie?
Yes, and they are Latido Films from Spain. They took the film and they are now our sales agent. And we are waiting for offers or for whatever they think, because for us it's important to have a... They worked before with Violeta Se Fue a los Cielos. It's a kind of... did you saw the movie, Chilean movie, about Violeta Parra?
No.
No? It's about a... communist folklorism singer from Chile. It was a very good movie. It was very successful in the whole year festivals. And for 2 years they have with Violeta, and we think they can deal with this kind of content. It's a political content, epoch 80s content, and we think it's a good choice because they are good in that they make the experience with Violeta, and they offer to us we can sales in the same package with Violeta, because it's a kind of same time in the dictatorship in Chile, when you were in the Cold War and the war in Nicaragua with the Reagan moment. It was a kind of the moment, and they offered to us to be in this package, in this kind of thinking about a movie.
Is there a market for the movie for cinemas in South America?
Well, maybe because they are also, they talk a lot about this time, this 80s, 70s. They talk a lot about their own dictatorships and the dictators and everything, but they don't know nothing about this from Central America. Because of that, they could be a little bit interesting about, oh, we talk a lot about this, but what happened in this territory? We hope. We don't know really.
What's your next movie?
Well, we are right now in the Cine Foundation in this scholarship of Cannes Film Festival with my next project. It's also politics, but it's in another way politics. It's about an indigenous woman who killed somebody and is in jail because of that. But for us, it's very important, the paradox. She's in jail, but she's better in jail than outside, because the jungle and the beauty and the, you know, all the people think that you're used dress and you think, oh, Costa Rica could be the best place to be in the jungle. No, but they are so poor, so abandoned for the government, and they really live in the very, very bad condition. And when she came to the jail, to the jail, it was the best moment in her life, because he have 3 meals a day, health and education for the first time in her life. It's a kind of paradox about the freedom. How about the person don't know is a human being, and in this process of freedom in jail, realize he's a human being because she can choose. It's a different, it's a political also, but it's in maybe in a feminist way.